We who live in the rural reaches of middle America have shaken our heads in amazement at social statistics stating that some children raised in the inner cities think milk comes from a grocery store shelf and not from a cow. But a clipping mailed from a listener has me putting the shoe on my other foot. The article traced the background of marshmallows, those sweet puffs of air that I always assumed were whipped up from cornstarch in a techno food lab somewhere. Seems marshmallows have roots dating back to the ancient Egyptians, who made candy with honey thickened by the sap from the root of, what else, a marshmallow plant. Mallow is the common name for a family of plants that includes cotton, hibiscus, okra, hollyhock, rose of Sharon, and several species of marshmallow. In the U.S., these boggy plants are most commonly found along bays, tidewaters, and marshes of the eastern seaboard. They produce striking flowers that bloom in midsummer through early fall. The rose mallow sports a white or pink five-petal blossom that typically grows to 6 inches in width. Marshmallow grows from 2 to 5 feet tall, has hairy gray-green leaves and pink flowers with bright yellow stamen. From colonial times until the mid-1800s, the long taproot of the marshmallow was collected, then boiled down to a sticky white substance that pacified early America's sweet tooth. The perennial herb was also used by 19th-century doctors who extracted the juice from the plant's roots. They cooked it with egg whites and sugar, then whipped the mixture into a foamy meringue that later hardened, creating a medicinal candy used to soothe children's sore throats. Eventually, the use of marshmallow plant as a thickener and binder was put by the wayside as advanced manufacturing processes and the development of gelatin, cornstarch, and corn syrup replaced it. Used most frequently in Europe, the herb can still be found in some health food stores in America, usually as a prepared tea or in a crushed root form. The flowers, leaves, and roots of the marshmallow plant contain a thick, gooey substance called mucilage, which can coat the throat and soothe irritations and coughing. It also has been used experimentally to boost the immune system by enhancing the ability of white blood cells to destroy invading germs. These healing properties have created a whole earth market for marshmallow gel, which is used externally on cuts and abrasions. Although we on the high plains are a long way from the marshy wetlands where the plant thrives, I have seen it for sale in our part of the country. Check out your neighborhood backyard pawn shop and look in the bog plants section. If they don't have it available, they can probably order it for you. And if you want to try your hand at making your own marshmallows, know that the plant flourishes in moist soil under full sun. It can propagate from seeds, cuttings, or root division in autumn. Harvest the roots from a 2-year-old plant by digging when the top growth has died back in autumn. Then wash, peel, and dry them before chopping and cooking down to marshmallow syrup. And that's as far as I can take you on this culinary journey, because I can't for the life of me figure out how you get the syrup on a stick for toasting by the campfire's light.